Another great record that you made was White Lines, which is a kind of anti-cocaine record. You know, it's right. White Lines, don't do it.
Right.
So here you were actually doing drugs while you were making the rap.
Right. But see, the whole thing with White Lines is I didn't want to try to make an anti-cocaine song or a song that glorified cocaine. I just wanted to make a song about cocaine, and that was a hit song. Because the music that we used, it wasn't original music. We used it, you know, it was like a club song, Liquid Liquid. That was the name of the song. And, you know, I used to be in the club, and it's like if you ever hear a song and sing your own words to it, in other words. And they were saying something in their record, and every time I would hear it, I would just say, White Lines, you know. And I was like, you know, it could be a good idea to make a song. And that was all a part of the scene anyway, you know, the club scene back then. It was like cocaine then, it wasn't like how it is now. It was more fashionable, you know what I mean? It was fashionable to have it. And I started out not even, you know, I didn't use cocaine. I should just have it because it was fashionable just to have it. You come in the club, you know, everybody know you got blow. Girls know you got coke. And, you know, it was in the euphoria of that, just having it. And people that know you have it, and they treat you better. And that's that all that accumulated to me writing that song, you know, because that's the lifestyle that I was in. I wasn't around nobody that didn't use drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the lifestyle I was in. So the song was, for that time, it was like the perfect song to write. For that music and that time, it was the perfect song.
Ticket to ride, White Line Highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain.
How did you come up with the idea of using the higher?
That was just something that came naturally with the song, with the twist and shout thing. Mm-hmm. It just came natural. That was like, you know, me piecing it together in my mind after the verse, and it's higher, baby, higher, you know, and it all fell together. It was something real natural. As a matter of fact, before I even did the song, I even had a dream that went after that I did the song and I heard it and I was in the club and the song was playing. So it's like I heard the song in my head even before we even did the record. So I knew exactly how I wanted the record to sound, so to speak.
I got one last question for you. On your, like, official documents, credit cards if you have them, or driver's license, do you use the name Melly Mel or do you use your birth name?
No, my birth name, Melvin Glover. That's my name.
So how do you feel about that name now?
It's a nice name. You know, I don't really think here nor there about it. You know, some people hear the name Glover, they say, are you related to Danny Glover? I'd be like, my pops was named Danny Glover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Anytime.
Terry Gross interviewed Melly Mel in 1992. Tomorrow, we'll continue our celebration of the 50th anniversary of hip-hop with Daryl McDaniels, co-founder of one of rap's oldest groups, Run DMC. We'll also hear from LL Cool J and from record producer Nile Rodgers, the guitarist and co-founder of the disco group Chic. He'll talk about coming up with the bass line for the song Good Times, which was used in Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I